So gay and bisexual men have commonly agreed to have condomless sex with their partners, but not with casual sex partners, something that we've called negotiated safety in Australia over the years. However, growing numbers of gay and bisexual men are using biomedical HIV prevention strategies in place of consistent condom use. So we've used behavioural surveillance data to have a look at trends in agreements about casual sex and condom use by men with regular partners. And these data are drawn from the gay community periodic surveys, which Martin outlined at the beginning of this session. And specifically, we've included data from 2013 to 2018, sorry. And there were just over 20,000 participants who had regular partners. We use binary logistic regression to test trends and control for demographic variables, and we also report some cross-sectional analysis of recent practice. Okay, so turning first to the yellow dotted line, and this is the only non-significant result, the proportion of men with regular partners who had any casual sex has remained pretty stable at around 40%. However, in red, the proportion of men reporting casual sex without a condom has almost doubled to 26% in 2018. So turning to agreements, in blue, the proportion of men with agreements allowing casual sex without a condom has also increased from 2% in 2013 to 11% in 2018. And this increase was met with shared decreases in the proportions of men who had agreements not to have any casual sex, which is represented in purple, or that casual sex must be with a condom, here in green. So looking at the levels of self-reported condomless anal sex with casual partners, this was concentrated among PrEP users. So that's the bar on your right, let's not panic straight away. So around 70% of PrEP users reported condomless casual sex, of which 40% of those had an explicit agreement with their regular partner that allowed this. Another 20% of non-PrEP users reported condomless casual sex, but only about 4% had an agreement that allowed this. So I've just broken these data down a little bit differently. So we're looking at the reported levels of condomless sex by men with regular partners, and it's broken down by agreement type, comparing non-PrEP users on the left and PrEP users on the right. I guess what's important to note here is that agreements allowing condomless anal sex with casual partners are much more likely among the PrEP users, represented here in blue. By contrast, non-PrEP users were more likely to be perhaps extending an agreement that allowed casual sex, but only with a condom, and non-PrEP users were also less likely to actually have an explicit relationship agreement with their partners compared to the PrEP users. Okay, so to conclude, the relationship agreements of gay and bisexual men appear to have rapidly evolved since the introduction of PrEP in Australia. So our findings do show a shift away from relationship agreements in which condomless sex is only permitted between regular partners. And we think that it's important for clinicians and educators to be aware of these trends, in particular so that they can support their patients to disclose a full medical history and support appropriate testing and disclosure about risk behaviours. And I think that's particularly appropriate following the discussion yesterday about the new PrEP guidelines and making sure clinicians are informed of their patients' history. Thanks.